This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us on a Monday evening. A lot to do over the next two-plus hours here on this radio show. We kick things off. University of Miami last Friday night, came up with a thrilling win over Virginia Tech in a game that a lot of people thought would be a runaway. And those in the know understand that Virginia Tech's a pretty good team. You know, they had a couple of off days, maybe against Rutgers, who's much improved. Certainly a program that's on the rise as well. But that game came down to the last play in an exciting game. But Miami's 5-0 as they head to California this Saturday evening. Somebody who's on top of the University of Miami 24/7, 365 is Gio Milian, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that everybody's rehashed what happened last week, but time to move on and get to that next game.
Yes, you're totally correct, Larry. I'll tell you this much about the game. It almost had that New York Yankees, Los Angeles Lakers feel to it, because I was there covering the game from the sideline, and you had guys like Trick Daddy showing up, Michael Irvin, Rohan Marley, Danny Ramirez, a big upcoming actor now. He's been in a couple Marvel movies. It had that feel. And funny enough, ESPN's public relations just put out some information now. That Friday night game was the second most watched Friday night game in the last 6 years of college football.
Wow.
So Miami's doing TV ratings. They're a national brand. When they're winning, people want to watch, whether they love them or hate them.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it's really funny to hear some of the people talk about how the referees are on Miami's side. But Miami hasn't been relevant in 23 years. So what would they benefit by being on Miami's side, especially when they haven't been in the mix for so long? They're a 500 team over the last couple of years. What's going on now in Miami is a program that has definitely turned things around. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of tough games to play this week's going to be a tough game on the road, you know, at California, 10:30 at night, and then a week off, and then at Louisville, which is going to be a pretty exciting game as well. You were at the press conference today. You had an opportunity to hear everybody talk. Talk about that and what was said coming out of that game and what everybody's saying about California.
So in terms of the Virginia Tech game and then moving into Cal, Mario was very quick and brief about the Virginia Tech game. He gave them credit, including offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson and defensive coordinator Lance Guidry. They all mentioned that Virginia Tech is a much better team than their record showed. And they also brought up the factor how a Vanderbilt team that just played a top 10 team in Missouri this past weekend, they took them to OT as well, especially with Virginia Tech that first week, too. So Virginia Tech is a few bounces away from being a much better team. But moving on into Cal, though, Mario gave a lot of compliments to Fernando Mendoza, South Florida native, and he actually grew up a Miami fan himself. He also gave compliments to the running back at Cal, who's dealt with some injuries this year, in Jaden Ott. He is a preseason All-ACC selection, actually a former commit to Mario Cristobal when he was the head coach at Oregon before he left the program. And then just their defense really sticks out too from what the coaches were talking about. They had mentioned that one of the cornerbacks may be one of the best defensive backs in the country, and Noel Williams, I believe he's in the top two right now in interceptions this entire season. So that's just some of the surface stuff from the press conference.
Yeah, no doubt. Gio Milan joining us. And Gio, you know, you take a look at this year's team. And I think when Mario got here a couple years ago and I talked to him, one of the things, oh, by the way, the reason why he's talking about the quarterback from Cali is a Columbus guy. So,
yep.
So that, you know, so obviously, but over the last couple years, I think the one thing that Mario said, listen, the roster is going to continue to change every single year. And over the last 2 years, 62 roster changes. And you see now Miami really jumping on what everybody else jumps on, obviously, the portal, as well as NIL deals. But besides that, the one thing that everybody wanted to know about FSU, you know, why they were 13-1 last year and they dropped off, is something that Miami's guarded against. And that's because they used the portal. They didn't recruit well. Miami's used the portal, but they've recruited extremely well. Two top five classes, also have some kids for 2026 lined up. Talk about that, because the average fan doesn't know, Gio, that, you know, you could use the portal and you can get all those defensive linemen like Miami has in a Cam Ward, who obviously is a generational player, and Martinez, but they got dudes to play along with them, and after they leave, they'll fill in. Reuben Bain type of kids. You know, you look at the running game. You know, we see Lyle on display in every single game so far. We see Johnson. We see a lot of these kids in the secondary. Talk about that, because you see it up close where a lot of people don't.
Yeah, you're correct, Larry. Actually, I'll put it to you this way. You're right on the money in terms of what Miami's doing between recruiting the high school ranks and then the transfer portal ranks. And it's a nice blend of where you have guys that have been in the program for X amount of years that have kind of been through the ringer, but they've been building up the program. You got veteran guys coming in from around the country, and they've all blended in very well. And then you toss in some freshmen that are making impacts, like you mentioned Jordan Lyle or OJ Frederick or Elijah Loft, and we can continue naming these guys, but the biggest thing is that emphasis on high school recruiting. Mario has this belief that that is the proper way that you build out your roster and your program, and that the transfer portal is only something that's just a temporary solution. It's not forever. You're either getting guys for a 1 or 2 year rental at most. Sometimes you're lucky, you may get a guy who was a high quality blue chip prospect in the country coming out of high school who may not like their situation and leave after their freshman year, but for the most part it's 1 year rentals. So Miami's building depth now, and Mario Cristobal mentioned that today, how much of the emphasis he puts on the development aspect of the program and how much he hammers it away, and even mentioning to the point that he wants to make sure that there's no drop-off or very little drop-off if one of the top guys ends up being pulled out of the game or has to miss time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, you're 100% right. And not only that, by winning, everybody says, listen, Miami's got to win to keep up these, you know, trying to get big-time kids like that they got in this class. Obviously, you look at Barron or any of those kids on the front line that they got, arguably one of the best defensive line in the country. And then everybody takes shots, oh, they didn't do this and that against Virginia Tech. But think about it. Virginia Tech wasn't a drop-back team. They had a quarterback who was on the move all the time. He extended plays with his legs. And obviously, when you have that, your linebackers and your defensive backs become more active and not so much your front line. Talk about what Miami has up front, because you watched them, you know, in game one against Florida and every game since, and saw when they have a drop back passer who's going to scour the field. You're not going to stop all four of those guys.
Well, I think the scariest thing is that Reuben Bain has only played 3 snaps this year, which is kind of crazy in itself, considering that Miami was the top team in the country entering week 5 in sacks. They had 16 sacks heading into the Virginia Tech game. I believe they pulled out 2.5 sacks out of that game, but they have been one of the best pass rushing teams in the entire country, on top of when you throw in a linebacker like Kiko Maunoa, who can blitz very well too in those pass situations. But that defensive front, though, you bring back Reuben Bain this week, who Mario said on WQAM this morning with Joe Rose on his show that Bain is a go this week. They have some guys banged up, but they have guys stepping up too, because you have a guy like Malik Bryant who made a game-saving play on the fake field goal attempt from Virginia Tech, which was a really one of the two turning points in that game.
Definitely.
And then you toss in Tyler Barron, who's had a phenomenal start to the season. Simeon Barrow looks like one of the better defensive tackles in the entire ACC and may even be the country. He's a little nicked up, but he's expected to be back this week as well. Akeem Mezidor, they've slided to the inside, and he was one of the better pass rushers 2 years ago before he had an injury. So they have a lot of depth, and what's even better about it is they're getting freshman quality snaps. So a five-star like Justin Scott, who came out of the Illinois area in this most recent recruiting class that Mario Cristobal brought in, his snaps are increasing. He played a lot against Virginia Tech, and he was actually one of the better graded players throughout that entire game against Virginia Tech. So they're getting young guys involved. Armando Blunt is getting snaps as well, a five-star defensive lineman who just came out of Miami Central last year as well. So they're deep. They have a nice mixture of veteran guys and then young talent.
Yeah, no doubt. Gio Milian joining us. Gio, let everybody know how they can follow you, whether it's your social media or anything that you write or film or anything like that, because I know that you churn out a lot of things. You're a hard worker, and you're basically everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. For anyone listening, you can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Gio Milian, GEOMILIAN, and as in Nancy, or on Instagram at Gio.Milian. I do a ton of Canes coverage, ton of Dolphins coverage, Heat coverage coming up now with the NBA season coming, and quite a bit of high school stuff, too, and recruiting, very big, on recruiting.
I know that, and I know that you got your own little deal going with yourself and promoting a lot of things. Like you said, when you can call your own shots, it's a great thing, and certainly you're doing a tremendous job. And as I said, versatile, doing everything from writing to broadcasting to taking your own photos. And I appreciate you taking some time this evening, Gio, and we'll have you on again.
Thank you, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Gio Milian, as you could hear, knows his stuff when it comes to the University of Miami. That's going to wrap up our first segment. Don't forget, we're here with you until 10 o'clock. 8 more guests to come. We'll see you real soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.